speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Why did God make mosquitoes? I've got to say that that's a question I've pondered from time to time myself. Does God want man to suffer due to these creatures? And there are all sorts of things that could factor in as to the suffering that we go through. The bite itself is enough, but then also the swelling up, and then also the diseases that can come about as a result of that. As I studied mosquitoes, and I've got to say this question challenged me to study mosquitoes, and I've not done that at length until now, I found that there are over 2,500 different species of mosquitoes. That's quite impressive. And in that, what groups a species together is a male and a female. Should not surprise us with regard to all this. As we look to the mosquitoes, it's interesting too, is that ancient mosquitoes were about three times larger than they are now. Now, I say that with the mosquitoes that we have down here in the lower United States. If you go up to Alaska, believe it or not, those mosquitoes are quite large up there still. But I've chose to put that in there to point out is that we have this degeneration taking place. And what is it, though, that those who are evolutionists contend? Is that we have started in a lower state and we're evolving to this higher state, correct? Yet nature itself teaches us otherwise. We have this digression taking place. I found that most interesting. Mosquitoes are actually fashioned as little flies. And little fly is defined from a world standpoint as any creature that has two wings. And it's interesting, too, as you consider their wings, they're able to flap those wings for about, I believe it was 1,000 times per minute. That's pretty impressive. And then also, if you look to their wings, they're so thin that if you've got them under a microscope, you probably can't do it, especially with my eyes starting to go. If you put them under a microscope, I'm told that you're able to see the veins running through, the blood veins running through those wings. Doesn't that also show us that this is something that only God can create? Now, in this, I know as the question has been posed with reference to, does God want us to suffer due to these creatures? And they must be talking about the ill effects that oftentimes come. They can carry germs, and inside those germs we find sickness, such as malaria, yellow fever, and other such things. And in that, is this a consequence of man, or is this the effect of God? Well, to begin with, as we consider some biblical consideration, Adam and Eve were not bothered by mosquitoes. They were created in a world that was very good. That's what God says. And in this, it was only after sin came into the world that the ill effects that you and I see in the world today, and probably even to a larger level today than then, came about. And so therefore, the effects of mosquitoes, as well as the ill effects of mosquitoes and other things that we find in the world, is a result of sin entering its place into the world. But then also, we need to consider that mosquitoes are a food source for some creatures. Frogs. How many of us remember seeing pictures of frogs and their tongue stuck out, and what is it that they're trying to get? Usually it's after a fly or a mosquito or something like that. Fish. Fish will also, certain types of fish will eat off of those mosquitoes. The Scripture says in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, that through Him everything was made. And we know that God sends forth, He certainly allows things to happen in life that are not good. But the abundance of things that we experience in life, James chapter 1, verse 17, are good blessings from God. Take into consideration, how many in here have ever tasted frog legs? Do you like them? I've tasted them. I like them. Yet at the same time, that frog, he gets some of his nourishment from the mosquito. The same is true with fish. I like fish, certain kinds anyway. And in that, they also feed off of, as we've already pointed out, mosquitoes. So hence, while mosquitoes are a food source for these creatures, other creatures then, would also be a food source to us. So there's benefit from mosquitoes, even on our behalf. But then also, why did God create mosquitoes? There are a lot of things from time to time that I ask, why did God do this or why did God do that? And the bottom line is that God has not really and truly revealed some things to us. And we might ponder those things, but at the same time, if we want an answer, we may not get that answer until we stand before God, and in reality, we may not get that answer then, or really, I don't think we'll care. God's wisdom is above our abilities to understand. And therefore, a lot of what we find in creation, in fact, remember what the psalmist says. He says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Not only do the heavens, the earth, the creation itself, declare the glory of God, but everything that God has created within the creation, within the universe, within the earth and all, declares the glory of God. So therefore, the secret things belong to God, and we need to leave those secret things in the hands of God. I appreciate your questions tonight. Always a joy to be able to dig into them and to see what we can find, and not only as we ponder things like we have tonight, like mosquitoes, but then also to look at it from a biblical standpoint.